When Condoleezza Rice testifies before the 9/11 Commission tomorrow, she's expected to make a 20-minute opening statement and then take questions for about 2 hours. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has this report on Rice's career and what we can expect to hear from her tomorrow.
When Condoleezza Rice steps before the 9/11 Commission, she'll be defending the Bush administration's record not just to the commissioners, but to the country and the world. Her friends say she'll be ready.
She is very poised, very self-confident, and very articulate. And I think she'll do just fine.
That's Brent Scowcroft, national security advisor to the first President Bush and the man who hired Rice for her first tour in the White House. Scowcroft met Rice at a Palo Alto dinner party back in the mid-'80s. He was impressed. And when he was looking for a Soviet expert to join his national security staff a few years later, he called her. Scowcroft says she was already a force to be reckoned with.
A few times in the first Bush administration, she would be in interagency meetings and people from other agencies would think, well, this is just a young woman, I can roll over her. And they would try, but they'd only try it once.
Rice left the White House in 1991, returned to Stanford, where she'd been a professor, and ended up as provost, the university's number two job. But she stayed in touch with her old bosses. In 1995, she paid a visit to the senior President Bush in Texas and met his son. When that President Bush moved into the White House 6 years later, Rice came with him. She's the first woman to serve as National Security Advisor, and one of the youngest people ever to hold the job, just 46 when she started. But Leslie Gelb, a past president of the Council on Foreign Relations who has known Rice for more than 20 years, says she arrived with a trump card, the unwavering trust of the president.
I think there's no question her relationship with the president is extremely strong. Perhaps as strong as the president's ties to Dick Cheney. It's hard to argue with her because you have to expect the president will back her.
Tomorrow, Rice will face the 10 members of the 9/11 Commission alone. She's expected to argue that the Bush administration did everything it could to fight terrorism in the months before September 11th. She is not expected to apologize. 2 weeks ago, in the same forum, former counterterrorism coordinator Richard Clark delivered his now famous mea culpa, saying, "Your government failed you, and I failed you." The line got so much attention that a New York Times writer christened it a classic piece of Washington committee room theater, up there with Joseph Welch's "Have You No Sense of Decency, Sir?" and Howard Baker's "What Did the President Know, and When Did He Know It?" So, Clark's apology will be a hard act to follow. Rice was asked 10 days ago on CBS's 60 Minutes whether she planned to say sorry to the families of the 9/11 victims. She seemed to suggest she won't.
We do need to stay focused on what happened to us that day. And the best thing that we can do for the memory of the victims, the best thing that we can do for the future of this country, is to focus on those who did this to us.
In tomorrow's session, the commissioners will be asking Rice to focus on whether terrorism was a top priority for the administration before 9/11. Rice has insisted it was. Richard Clark testified otherwise. Mac Destler runs a Brookings Institution, University of Maryland, study project on the National Security Council. He says Rice might come off better tomorrow if she softens her stance.
I think it would be constructive if she gave a little ground on some things that are already on the record. I mean, for example, this notion of whether Bush gave full priority to counterterrorism before 9/11. I mean, Bush is already on record as saying that he didn't.
This week, President Bush was on record defending Condoleezza Rice, calling her a very smart, capable person. President Bush told reporters, "I'm looking forward to Condi testifying. She'll be great." Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.